Disclaimer, the following is solely the opinion of the author and does not represent official doctrine of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As always, please pray before and after reading to discover the truth. Part 1, Introduction. In the previous three articles, beginning with the seven levels of mankind, I have explored the levels of progression of mankind using both ancient and modern revelation. This model strongly supports the idea that there are multiple mortal probations, that the higher level souls ascend simultaneously along with lower level souls. In temples, we receive promises to become kings and queens, priests and priestesses to the Most High. Many LDS believe these promises are fulfilled in eternal worlds where we have resurrected bodies administering to other souls who have resurrected bodies. However, I believe there is significant evidence that those who are endowed with dominions, powers, principalities, kingdoms, and thrones rule and administer worlds just like this one. Both the administrators and the administered incarnate with mortal bodies in the same or similar manner that our own princes, or dispensation heads, and our own Lord who have ruled this earth both from beyond the veil and from within. Though I would like to dedicate at least one article to the concept of multiple mortal probations, the scope of this article will be to discuss further evidence that support the seven levels model outlined above, namely the rainbow. A basic understanding of multiple mortal probations will help deepen the understanding of the symbolism of the rainbow as well as the symbolism of the days of the week and the octaves of the musical scale. However, as he does with truth, the devil works hard to distort these heavenly symbols as well. Part 2, The Devil and the Rainbow. That's an odd title for a section. What do the devil and the rainbow have to do with each other? The devil does not create. He has no power of procreation and indeed has no power of creation. He can only twist, distort, rebel, and destroy. The devil's effort to destroy the family has intensified in recent years, and he has sought to destroy every line of doctrine and truth detailed in the family proclamation. One of these efforts to destroy the family has been to destroy gender identity and to destroy the law of chastity. In Facebook, the number of gender options increased from 2 to over 70. Now you can define your own gender on Facebook. Gender confusion is not and has not been a mainstream view in the United States of America. This is why the courts legislate gay marriage and transgender laws rather than the legislature. Though gay marriage was made legal through the legal legislation from the judicial branch, the adversary will never stop fighting, never stop antagonizing, until he is put in his own place by Michael himself. I knew #lovewin was a lie as soon as it was declared. Those who list to obey his spirit will never stop trying to force others to comply with their ideology. Freedom and compulsion are antithetical, and the rebellion has always and will always exemplify coercion in their efforts to destroy truth. Timothy 2:27 Wherefore, men are free according to the flesh, and all things are given them which are expedient unto man. And they are free to choose liberty and eternal life, through the great mediator of all men, or to choose captivity and death, according to the captivity and power of the devil, for he seeketh that all men might be miserable like unto himself. The devil and those who listen to him do not seek to peacefully coexist with the God-fearing. Compulsory compliance is always demanded along with the declaration of the tenets of the devil. Gender identity is the perfect example of this. Liberty states that one can identify with whatever gender they'd like. Compulsion states that others must comply with this delusion. Liberty states that one can be free to break the law of chastity. Compulsion states that everyone else must accept this behavior or else. One of the symbols of this effort to destroy gender identity and to destroy the law of chastity is the rainbow, of all things. How often do we look or think on the rainbow as a sacred token of covenant between God and all flesh on the earth? Normally when I see a rainbow, it's on a bumper and the intended symbol is something quite different. Granted, I live in the desert, but still. When shown as a symbol, what does the rainbow normally represent? Below is the original symbolism of the rainbow as defined by God to Noah. Genesis 9:9 And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you. 10 And with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark, to every beast of the earth. 11 And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be flood to destroy the earth. 12 And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for perpetual generations. 13 I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. 14 And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. 15 And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. 16 And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. 17 And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant, which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. The devil has taken a symbol of a sacred covenant and twisted it to become the banner of the same type of behavior that led to the destruction of mankind in Noah's day. In fact, in the scriptures we learn that the wickedness of Noah's day will also be prevalent in the latter days. Matthew 24:37 But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. 38 For as in the days that were before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. 39 And knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. JST Matthew 24:41 But as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be also at the coming of the Son of Man. 42 For it shall be with them, as it was in the days which were before the flood, for until the day that Noah entered into the ark they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. 43 And knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. How interesting that both versions of Matthew 24 speak of how people will be marrying and giving in marriage and knew not until the flood came and that the people at the coming of the Son of Man would be the same. Why would the Savior mention marriage in comparison to the days of Noah? Marriage is a good thing and represents keeping the commandments. Could this be an overt reference to gay marriage? Could those who list to obey the spirit of the devil have been influenced to use this heavenly symbol as an overt in-your-face symbol of defiance to God, knowing the rainbow symbolizing protection to the wicked from God? Is the use of the rainbow by the gay agenda an overt symbol of the same level of sin that was prevalent in the days of Noah? That rainbow symbol just took on a whole new layer of meaning, but wait, there's more. Part 3, The Rich Symbolism of the Rainbow. God has revealed that there are symbols both in the heavens and the earth that testify of Him. Moses 7:63 And behold, all things have their likeness, and all things are created and made to bear record of me, both things which are temporal, and things which are spiritual, things which are in the heavens above, and things which are on the earth, and things which are in the earth, and things which are under the earth, both above and beneath, all things bear record of me. So, all things bear record of God. The rainbow itself has been designated as a token of the covenant, so this is something that overtly bears record of God. But how? Rainbows are beautiful, but their beauty is only the beginning of the depth of the symbolism that bears record. Have a look again at this beautiful double rainbow below. So here are some questions that form the basis to discovering truth. How many colors are there? Why do we often see two rainbows? What deeper symbolism could there be? The first key to unlocking the symbolism of the rainbow is to understand the covenant and reason behind the covenant that the rainbow symbolizes. The covenant is between God and all flesh to stay the waters of the flood. Water, in fact, is required to create the rainbow for mortal eyes to see as the light is refracted as it travels through the airborne water particles. This is why rainbows are not only seen after a rain but also in any fine mist created by waterfalls or water flows. The rainbow is tied to water, that makes perfect sense. How is it tied to all flesh? Let's break it down. The rainbow comprises of seven colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Isaac Newton is credited with the naming of these colors as he demonstrated that white light is comprised of all the colors of the rainbow. He did this by separating white light with a glass prism, which then showed the colors of the rainbow. Isaac Newton believed these seven colors were tied to the musical notes, in the days of the week one. As a Christian, his brilliant mind saw the fingerprints of a masterful creator. He was right. There are those of a contrary spirit who have attempted to diminish this eternal truth by saying that there are fewer than seven colors or by straining at the names given to these colors too. The devil by his very nature attacks and distorts truth with intent to confuse, discourage, and dissuade. Let's see why of all things the devil has attacked the rainbow. The seven colors of the rainbow and the seven musical notes and the 7 days of the week and the 7 days of creation all witness of creation and ascension. The rainbow ascends in the sky, in the heavens. This symbol is a symbol of ascension to heaven. It is also a symbol of descendants. Why does the rainbow descend after ascending? Shouldn't it just stop in heaven where we belong? Each of the seven colors represent one of the seven levels of mankind. Each level must be mastered to ascend to the next, and each level has a challenge that must be overcome. This challenge represents the descent phase. So each level, each color, has a period of descent and ascent, and the pattern repeats. What about the double rainbow? Take a close look at the top rainbow below from this picture that has intensified the colors for visibility. The top rainbow has the colors inverted. If you have read all my prior articles on the levels of mankind, the symbolism here may already be obvious. The seven dispensations and the seven dispensation heads arrive in reverse order of the levels of mankind. Adam, or Michael, presides over the highest level of mankind, level 7. His dispensation is first. Enoch presides over the second highest level, level 6. His dispensation is second. And so on to the last and to the first. The outer rainbow represents the dispensation heads themselves, and they are above the lower rainbow to symbolize presiding over the inverted levels of mankind. Here is a graphic to demonstrate this concept that is numbered and colored by the levels of mankind representing the rainbow. Below is the same graphic numbered and colored by the levels of the dispensations representing the double rainbow that is above the rainbow. Notice on the second graphic, or double rainbow, that Michael represents the highest color or highest authority of the dispensation heads. Also, notice that in the first graphic, or rainbow, Michael is the lowest. What does this symbolize? The symbolism is that of ascent and descent. Each subsequent level of ascent requires a greater descent than the level that preceded until the ultimate challenge is overcome. Part 4, the white light. How is this pattern of descent and ascent epitomized by the rainbow? Take a look again at the double rainbow. There is a phenomenon with rainbows where a white light shines below the rainbow. This same white light is inverted along with the other colors on the double rainbow. The space between the two rainbows is normal visible light, so looking at the space between first will make the white light on either side more recognizable. What do these white lights represent? White is an easy symbol to decipher. It represents purity, righteousness, and godhood. By following the sequential order of numbers, this white light is the eighth being in authority, or Jesus Christ himself. Why is the white light below the rainbow and above the double rainbow? Jesus Christ descended below us all, below all mankind, below all seven levels. The rainbow arc or bow rests upon the light of Christ. It is upon his light or his atonement that all seven levels of mankind ascend and progress. With the double rainbow, the white light fills all the space between the earth and the first rainbow, almost as if the rainbow is resting upon the white light. The white light is also above the rainbow. The white light above is a bit more difficult to see, but if you notice the space between the two rainbows as having no white light, then it becomes easier to see. I believe the reduced intensity of the double rainbow and the higher white light is also symbolic. The white light itself represents what lies above the seven dispensation heads, Jesus Christ and the Father. The Father is not revealed to us, therefore his light is more difficult for us to discern. The dispensation heads themselves also preside from beyond the veil, which is why the double rainbow is less visible. Since the space between the double rainbows represents normal, visible light, I believe the most likely symbol of this space is the veil. Normal visible light represents what only the mortal eye perceives. Furthermore, if the second rainbow represents the heavenly hierarchy of dispensation heads, this would also explain why the second rainbow is less visible, as though these dispensation heads do most of their work for their respective level of stewardship from beyond the veil. Hence, they are largely hidden from us. Below is a combination of the two rainbow graphics that represent the levels of mankind and the dispensation heads. This graphic shows them together as a double rainbow with a white light symbolizing Jesus Christ below and above. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the least. He has descended below all and has ascended above us all, and the double rainbow symbolizes all these truths. Moreover, if we compare the rainbows to the seven notes of the musical scale, the dispensation heads themselves are ascending a whole octave above mankind. I believe they are each level 7 beings, but perhaps each level 7 being must learn to preside over each level of mankind in turn before they can ascend to the level of God the Son, the level where a being must become perfect by descending below all to become the perfect judge and ruler of all levels. Part 5, The Eternal Round, Rainbow. The visual phenomenon of the rainbow is almost always an arc that represents a half circle. Why a half circle? I believe the two symbols of the garment on the breast are also halves. One is half of a square and one is half of a diamond. Duplicated and superimposed, they become the seal of Melchizedek, another topic for another article or two. But why half a circle? Let's look at the full circle and see if the Spirit will tell us. The above picture was taken from an airplane and discussed in this article. The rainbow is normally cut off by the ground, but when seen from the sky it forms a full circle. HRM, from the sky. From a heavenly perspective. D&C 3:2, for God doth not walk in crooked paths, neither doth he turn to the right hand nor to the left, neither doth he vary from that which he hath said, therefore his paths are straight, and his course is one eternal round. The course of the Lord is one eternal round. The circle indicates there is no beginning and no end. The rainbow, when viewed terrestrially, or from a perspective on earth, will only show a half circle with a beginning and an end. Time, in fact, is a linear construct that does not apply to the heavens. D&C 130:6, the angels do not reside on a planet like this earth. 7, but they reside in the presence of God, on a globe like a sea of glass and fire, where all things for their glory are manifest, past, present, and future, and are continually before the Lord. So, viewing the rainbow from the heavens shows a circle with no beginning and no end. Herein is yet another layer of truth revealed by the rainbow. The rainbow symbolizes the eternal plan of salvation, the eternal ascension of souls. Genesis 9:16, and the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. This heavenly perspective of the rainbow is even mentioned in Genesis 9:6. Now imagine the Lord looking at the rainbow as a reminder, as though he needs a reminder. This is an overt reference to the fact there is a heavenly perspective to the rainbow that is different from the earthly perspective. I wonder if Joseph Smith was trying to teach us this heavenly perspective when he said, "You have got to learn how to be gods yourselves, and to be kings and priests to God, the same as all gods have done before you, namely, by going from one small degree to another, and from a small capacity to a great one, from grace to grace, from exaltation to exaltation, until you attain to the resurrection of the dead, and are able to dwell in everlasting burnings, and to sit in glory, as do those who sit enthroned in everlasting power." Joseph Smith, King Follett's Sermon. The rainbow is how men ascend and become gods. The levels of progression are padded above and below by the white light of Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Within the light, the souls ascend the colors and master each level and each law of the gospel. Then they administer the ascent of the souls as dispensation heads. Then they descend below all to ascend below all. The rainbow is a great symbol of the plan of salvation. Part 6, The Angel and the Rainbow. In the book of Revelation, there is an angel who is described as having a rainbow upon his head. Revelation 10:1 And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. 2 And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth. 3 And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. 4 And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. 5 And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. 6 And swear by him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. 7 But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. According to D&C 88-112, the seventh angel is Michael. D&C 88-112 And Michael, the seventh angel, even the archangel, shall gather together his armies, even the hosts of heaven. The description of the seventh angel's face and feet sound very similar to how the Ancient of Days is described in Daniel. Daniel 7:9 I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool, his throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. In Revelation 10:7, the seventh angel declares the mystery of God should be finished. In verse 3 he roars and the seven thunders answer. I believe the seven thunders represent the dispensation heads, so verse 3 demonstrates this angel's authority over the level 7 beings. In verse 6 this angel declares that there should be time no longer. This certainly sounds like one who has authority over the earth. But why would Michael be described as having a rainbow upon his head? Michael is the highest priesthood authority of the souls bound to this world. The rainbow upon his head is a symbol of his crown. The rainbow crown symbolizes both his achievement and his authority. His achievement is to ascend both rainbows in the double rainbow, first as an individual journey to level 7 and then as a journey within level 7 to preside over all mankind. Once he finishes his work, he will ascend and become a sun in a new creation, in my very humble opinion, where he will symbolize the white light that descends below all and ascends above all. Part 7, Conclusion. Originally, I intended to write only two articles about the seven levels of mankind. The first article would be scriptural support and the second article was meant to detail extra scriptural supporting evidence. However, two articles became three. Three became four. Now four will be five. The more I write about the levels of mankind, the more evidence I find to support this understanding. This article, for instance, was going to cover more than just the rainbow, the numbers of colors and the significance of the levels of mankind to the covenant and how they tie into several other peripheral evidences was the original intent of this article. However, as I wrote about the symbolism of the rainbow, many more layers of amazing truth and symbolism were uncovered. I haven't even mentioned many of the peripheral evidences yet, nor have I discussed yet the colors of the rainbow and how they tie into other evidences to the levels of mankind. In that discussion will be saved for the next article. Perhaps I will stop at seven articles on the seven levels of mankind, or eight.